Is Science Fashionable? Jacob Blickenstaff, sounding fabulous, is your guide on the runway as he explores the science connections in The Devil Wears Prada.
At first glance, it might seem hard to find science in a film like The Devil Wears Prada, since it's not in the sci-fi or action genres. As a physics teacher, I like to think that science is everywhere, and I try to show this to my students whenever possible, so I saw this film as an interesting challenge. The Devil Wears Prada came out in 2006, starring Anne Hathaway as Andy Sachs, a recent college graduate trying to make it as a journalist in New York. She's hired on as second assistant to Miranda Priestly, played by Meryl Streep, the editor of the fashion magazine Runway.
Who's that?
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
We follow Andy's transformation from a poorly dressed fashion innocent to couture-wearing powerhouse through the course of the movie.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I think that depends on...
No, that wasn't a question.
The messages are mixed here, but both physics and biology teachers have opportunities to make surprising connections to popular culture. High-heeled shoes are prominent in the movie, from the promotional poster to the opening credits and throughout the plot. The first change Andy makes to her wardrobe is to discard chunky wedges and put on a pair of Jimmy Choo heels. Knowledge of pressure, or force per unit area, is key to understanding high heels and the damage they can do to feet and to floors. When Andy changes from wedge to stiletto, she doesn't change the force her feet put on the floor, because she didn't change her weight. But she does increase the pressure on the floor, because the area of contact became much smaller. At the same time, she increased the pressure on her feet dramatically by shifting her weight onto her toes. A quick measurement of two pairs of shoes in my wife's closet shows that flats can have 7 times as much area in contact with the floor as heels, and that means the heels put at least 7 times more pressure on the floor. A physics or physical science lab on pressure can be built around this issue. Students could bring in a variety of shoes, heels, flats, cleats, boots, and court shoes, and then compare the amount of sole touching the floor. The contact area, combined with the weight, enables students to compare the pressure exerted on the floor by the same person wearing 2 different shoes. Do note that you will need to ask for volunteers willing to reveal their weight to their lab group in order for this lab to work. Now, it's not possible to discuss high heels in this film without attending to the confusing messages presented about anorexia. At the start, we're encouraged to see Andy as normal and the skinny fashion divas as too thin. In conversation with a coworker, Andy reveals that she's a size 6, and he responds that all the models are size 2 or even 0. Later, however, Andy proudly announces that she is now down to a size 4, and we are meant to be happy for her. While we don't know what Andy has done to lose the weight, her colleague Emily is on a starvation diet for most of the film. Eating disorders trouble young people in part because of unrealistic body images everywhere in the media. Check out Dove's Campaign for Real Beauty films Evolution and Onslaught for dramatic examples and proactive responses. Science teachers looking to introduce the physics of everyday life into their courses or hoping to reach young people who may be headed toward an eating disorder could make good use of The Devil Wears Prada to spur classroom discussion.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
My work here is done.